USDA's chief economist Justin Benavides says farmers shouldn't expect much help from higher crop prices in 2026.
We see about a dime increase in price per bushel for both corn, beans, and wheat.
Speaking at the 102nd USDA Annual Outlook Forum, the United States Department of Agriculture outlook pointed to only modest gains ahead, meaning producers will need stronger long-term solutions to stay profitable.
I think most of our producers agree that federal support, whether it be ad hoc or whether it be planned long-term investments, government support is not the way out for producers. They want markets. They want increased demand.
Corn acres are forecast to drop sharply, down nearly 5 million acres, while soybean plantings are expected to decline by almost 4 million. That shift reflects tighter margins for corn and continued demand for soybeans.
We see that this year we're trending more towards the soybean acreage side than we were at this time last year.
Benavides says that's a key concern. While assistance is helping stabilize farm finances now, it doesn't replace the need for improved prices and stronger market opportunities over time.
I do think finalization of 45Z and any changes to the RFS could be some of the major inflection points in the year as we think forward about what could change the price picture.
The bottom line? The farm economy may see some improvement in 2026, but meaningful recovery will likely depend on longer-term market strength, not just government support. Find out more on this story at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen. Find out more on this story at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.